Okay, thanks. Obviously, a very important victory and a very tough victory against a very good team. Jets played their hearts out. Excellent defensive front, especially. Excellent defense. Put a lot of pressure on you. So I'll start with the offensive line. I thought our offensive line did a really good job against that front. We ran the ball somewhat effectively. We protected effectively. Gave Joe a chance to make some plays. I know we had some sacks in there, but a lot of those were more coverage than they were relative to the protection. So I thought our guys did a good job up front. Playmakers, Jacoby making the long play. That play was kind of a game-breaking play. Also, the punt returns were big. I thought our special teams played really well the whole game, covering Cribs, and then the punt returns were a big part of what we did. We almost had them there. I thought we had them with that play at the end there when they jumped off sides. And then what can you say about our defense? I mean, it was a dominant defensive performance. You know, it's the fewest yards I think we've given up all year, fewest points we've given up since 2010. Our defense played really well. All three levels played exceptionally well. So that was important for us. And now, you know, obviously we'll turn our attention very quickly to Pittsburgh. We'll play them Thursday night here. Okay?
Second straight week you played in nasty conditions. How much did this week factor in a lot of your decision-making with some of the decisions that you made? Nothing in specific, you know, in terms of the way you approach things.
Well, you're talking about the weather. So the wind was a factor going down into the tunnel end. It was blowing in our face there, both teams. You notice that they took the wind for the fourth quarter. That was their choice. They kicked off into the wind in the third quarter so they could have the wind in the fourth quarter. And it kind of almost paid off for them. We ended up getting the touchdown right at the end of the third quarter. Or we'd had no scores there in the third quarter when we had the wind at our back. So that was a factor in the game. And I think that touchdown was kind of the difference for us.
Was it situational or intended, the use of Tyrod so much within the framework of the offense?
I'm not following you.
Was it something that was just because of today or something you've been waiting to do to get Tyrod more involved?
Yeah, I think we've talked about getting Tyrod more involved. I mean, it's a challenge. You know, you've got a great athlete. You know, he's a special athlete. Happens to play quarterback, and he's a quarterback. I want to emphasize that. But he's also got other skills that he can help us with. So we've been working it in. We worked on it through training camp, as you know. We didn't do much of it throughout the course of the season, but we felt like it was something that would help our run game a little bit, especially against this defense, and that's how we used it.
That's something you'll expand on, you think, as you go
ahead? I can't tell you. Can't comment on that, as you well know. We'll see.
There was a lot of talk about the failure to connect on kind of a deep play. How nice was it to see how that play worked out, especially the timing of it? It kind of put the game away.
Well, it was probably the play of the game, you know, for us. And I tell you, the ball got up there and got caught in the wind. If you saw it, it was being pushed that way. And I thought once it got up in the air and the wind got it, I didn't think Jacoby was going to be able to get it. So he shifted into another gear and he went and got that ball, which was just an amazing play. Then for him to reach out and catch it and keep his balance, just a tremendous athletic play.
John, it seemed like Joe was sharp for the most part today. How did you feel like he played?
I thought Joe was sharp. You know, obviously threw the ball really well. The one interception was kind of a route that wasn't run exactly right. So that was more of a miscommunication, I guess you'd say, than anything. But he made a lot of good throws into the wind. He was really sharp around the offense, getting us into plays. We did a really good job with where we ran, what part of the defense we ran at, and Joe did a good job with that.
Talk about your defense specifically, its ability to get off the field in third down situations today.
Yeah, I think we were 11 out of 12 getting off the field in third down, so that's just a great accomplishment. The pressure was there. Our guys did a great job. We blitzed a little bit, but I think more of it was four-man pressure, and that's usually a result of coverage too. So, you know, our guys did a good job of taking away the first read or two, gave our guys a chance to get there.
As the weather gets, you know, worse and, you know, the conditions are bad, is this the type of game you're going to sort of have to play going forward where you really only turn the ball over once and, you know, you do good things, special teams and on defense?
Well, you're right, Jeff. I mean, this is November, December football. You know, you're never good turning the ball over. You're never good if you don't play good special teams. All that stuff, field position football, is even more important this time of year. It's how you have to play to win. You know, in November, December, in the National Football League, at this part of the country, and we just got to play this kind of football. I told the guys, it's complementary football. You know, we played good complementary football, and we've got to continue to build on that.
John, following up on that, psychologically, how much does it help a team to have a kicker like Tucker?
Psychologically? You're asking the wrong guy, man. Psychological questions are not my forte.
How much does it help your guys knowing that you can kick a 53-yarder and make it look easy?
I think it helps to have a kicker that can kick a 53-yarder. You know, that sure helps because you have a chance to make 53 yarders and they count for 3 points. So your point about those kicks is valid. I mean, those kicks were huge. Those were tough kicks. They're always tough kicks. Even though the wind's at his back, they're tough kicks because the wind can push the ball one way or the other when you're that far out. So tuck kick's a very solid ball. It rotates straight. There's no draw on his ball at all. So when you have a straight ball like that, it carries in the wind really well. So I think that's more important than the psychological aspect of what he does.
Back to the cold one more second. You guys have had, over the years, you played very well in some situations like this. Is that system related? Is that something to do with the fact that Joe's from up north, that you know guys have been playing up north have played in this stuff throughout their careers?
Yeah, no, it does. It starts with the quarterback. I mean, he's from this part of the country. He's a big, strong guy. He's got big hands. He's got a strong arm. He can stand in there, you know, and make throws under duress. He scrambled around and made a bunch of throws, I think. That's what you need in this kind of – you need it any time. But in this kind of weather, a guy that can spin the ball through the wind is pretty important, and Joe can do that.
Also, practicing outside, yeah, I saw you did a lot of that. Just getting ready for for conditions like this, right?
We like to practice outside. Yeah, we prefer it.
Well, this time of year, a lot of teams don't, but right. When you're going to face this weather, doesn't it your benefit to practice outside?
Well, what did I think Bo Schembechler said, if you're going to play in the North Atlantic, Woody Hayes said that. Okay. Woody Hayes said everything. Yeah, he was there. I think Eisenhower said it first, didn't he?
Yeah, one of those guys.
Okay. We're all set?
We're good.
All right, thank you.